Yesterday, Senate Republicans released their plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, a signature measure of the Obama administration. We've been talking to a lot of people about the bill and getting a range of opinions. Today, we hear from Andy Slavitt. At the end of the Obama administration, Slavitt ran the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's the agency that administers the Affordable Care Act. And while he did that job, he talked to Americans about their health care just about every day. So I asked him what he thinks will happen if the Republican bill passes and if Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans, gets cut back.
I met a woman at a town hall that I attended. She was in her mid-30s, and she grabbed me by the arm, and she said, "I have a mental illness, and I feel like since the Affordable Care Act, it's okay to say that. But my cost of my drugs are really what allows me to function and go to work. And if this bill passes and the ACA goes away, I don't know what I'll do because I am so dependent on this medication and I won't be able to afford it without the Affordable Care Act." These are the situations that I think we hear over and over and over again. Millions of people across the country who now are in a circumstance where they really have stopped having to worry about disclosing their illness or being able to pay for their medications or worrying that if they get sick, they can't leave their job.
The Republican plan would also affect Americans who buy their insurance on the exchanges that were set up by the Affordable Care Act. The Republican bill would reduce the subsidies that would help people buy these plans. But it would also eliminate the penalty if you choose not to have a policy, right? So how do you imagine that will play out for people?
Well, this is really curious because one of the things that this policy does is it takes the portion of the insurance that is paid by the insurance company down from 70% to 58%, which means that deductibles are going to go up to somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000 on average. And that's quite puzzling given that the major criticism was deductibles were too high. So I think what we'll see is we'll see deductibles higher. If we don't have more people in the pool because there is no mandate, then I think we'll see premiums go up. And then, of course, the waivers that are in this bill are probably the most deceptive and concerning thing about the bill as a whole because they allow essential benefits, cancer treatments, and other things not to be covered. And so while it is true that they say people with pre-existing conditions can get coverage, what's the point of having a cancer patient get coverage if cancer treatments aren't covered?
You talk about the mandate being in place to get more people into the pool. That was the reasoning behind it. But a lot of supporters of the Republican plan would say, but that forced people to do something that they didn't necessarily want to do, and that this new proposal would allow people to have more choice.
Well, look, the individual mandate is about as popular as vegetables are with my kids. And we know that. And we know that there needs to be something that helps keep healthy people in the pool, because if we leave people to their own devices to buy health insurance when they get sick, it will just drive the costs up for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I would say this, if you are a 27-year-old who makes $70,000 a year and has no illness, this is a good bill for you. And I want to be clear, if you are younger and don't get your insurance through your employer, your insurance will be cheaper. Now, it will cover a lot less, but that may be not be a problem to you. You may be okay with that. The challenge, of course, is that if you're over 50, or if you're sick, or if you live in rural areas, and if your income is low, you pay the price.
You talked about how the ACA isn't perfect. I mean, there are improvements that can be made. If the Republican proposal does not pass, what could and should be done to strengthen what's already there?
I think if the people who drafted the ACA had it to do over again, there may be some things that would have been done differently. I think people would have liked to have more enforcement of competition, more affordability for people in the middle class. But I think the Republicans also have to take a very good look at themselves and say, over the last 7 years, they did not only nothing to make insurance more affordable, but they took a number of actions that made insurance more expensive for people. They eliminated the rate stabilization funding, which took premiums up very significantly. They sued in the Supreme Court to get Medicaid expansion blocked. So look, if we decide as a country that we really want to work on this together, I think there are plenty of practical solutions. The hard part is getting people to trust each other once again.
Andy Slavitt, he ran the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which administers the Affordable Care Act from 2015 to 2017. Thank you so much.
Thank you.